Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. And boy, do we have an interesting show for you today, because we're going to reflect what is going on in the world and in the news today, especially historically. Now, you know, of course, that this week marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing and Neil Armstrong's walk on the moon. You will hear my interview first with Rod Pyle, who has published an impressive coffee table book with amazing photographs and technical drawings and firsthand accounts of that entire Apollo mission. The book is titled First on the Moon, the Apollo 11 50th Anniversary Experience. Then, with an eye toward our very own Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and the contributions by so many women, not only to aerospace, plus a reminder of the recent movie Hidden Figures about three women mathematicians working at NASA in the early 60s, you will hear my conversation with Noelle Salazar, whose novel The Flight Girls was inspired by the WASPs. No, not white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. It's the women Air Force service pilots who contributed so much to our World War II effort. Finally, with recent news about how many very wealthy people, especially in California, tried to literally buy career success for their inept children by paying six figures to get them into high-profile universities, I will chat with the publisher of Forbes magazine, Rich Carlgaard, about his book, Late Bloomers. It's an inspiring book about people who found their true calling later in life rather than having to make that career decision and your college major at age 17. Now, I hope you heard my interviews a couple days ago, or actually last week, with Drew Hall, Anton Teschner, Gigi Gonaway, and Malin Hawk about next Saturday's big show on the 27th with our own Nick Canuel and Sean McDermott opening at the Prescott Oaks Theater. You can get your tickets for that Rockin' Roadhouse show on the 27th, a week from Saturday, by calling 777-1370 or go online to PrescottElksTheater.com. The Diamondbacks are in Arlington, Texas for the second of two interleague games with the Texas Rangers. The first pitch at 5:05 right here on KQ&A. And I kind of gather, after watching last night's game with the Rangers, that the Rangers may have a little team meeting before today's game. That eighth and ninth inning was so lackadaisical and so sloppy on the Rangers' part that I'm sure the manager was not taking it real, real kindly. So don't be surprised if they are especially motivated this evening, because cracking the whip tends to do that to people. Hey, showing tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater. Boy, you talk about a classic. This one is not only a classic, it's a cult favorite. It's called The Big Lebowski with Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, Steve Buscemi, Julianne Moore. If you've never seen it, it's a Coen Brothers movie. And if you're any kind of a movie buff, all you have to hear is Coen Brothers, and you gotta be there. Now, for those who have seen the movie already, this stuff will come as no big surprise. But for those of you who might be seeing it for the first time, especially the first time on the big screen, keep in mind kind of interesting facts about the movie. First of all, Jeff Bridges plays the little Lebowski. The big Lebowski is actually a big, rich, powerful business titan who gets mistaken for Bridges' character, the little Lebowski. Anyway, Jeff Bridges' character is referred to constantly as the dude. He's a very laid-back guy, and he says the word man, like, hey, man, oh, come on, man, 147 times in the movie. Now, this is a strange script, folks, I'm telling you. People mention urinating on the dude's rug 17 times. They also mention that the rug, quote, really tied the room together 5 times. And the one that will really give you pause is a certain profane word that I will not even come close to saying here on the air is mentioned in this movie 200 22 times. And the number of times Walter Sobchak, the John Goodman character, tells Donnie to shut is 5 times. So forewarned is forearmed. There's also a kind of a sidelight here where the Jesus character, that's the real flamboyant bowler played by John Turturro, in the movie he has to go door to door sharing the fact with his neighbors that he's a convicted sex offender. Well, the dude calls the Big Lebowski a human paraquat. Now, paraquat is not a profanity. It is a herbicide that was used in the Vietnam War. And only the Coen brothers could get away with a script like that. So don't miss the Big Lebowski tonight at 7 o'clock on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen at the Prescott Elks Theater. And during the final scene, if you ever want to commemorate a loved one by tossing their ashes to the sea or to the wind, don't do it the way they do it. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, that's tonight, 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks Theater. Also coming up at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, some really good movies real soon. Before we go to that, though, keep in mind movie screening for the final time today and tomorrow at the Harkins 14. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. That's the Keanu Reeves movie. Late Night with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling. That'll be showing for the last time today and tomorrow. Also, the Elton John fantasy biopic Rocket Man and the faith-based film The Other Side of Heaven 3, Fire of Faith and Wish Man. Those will all be disappearing from the big screen after Thursday. Go to Harkins.com for your showtimes because there are 3 amazing films opening tomorrow at the Harkins 14, including Disney's live-action The Lion King. Also, a new Jesse Eisenberg film, The Art of Self-Defense, and a new one that music lovers of 1960s pop and folk will absolutely love. It's called Echo in the Canyon. It's about the legendary 1965 to 1967 music scene in L.A.'s Laurel Canyon, where David Crosby, Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, Stephen Stills, Neil Young, members of the Beach Boys, they all live there. The Monkees and other emerging L.A. groups were also known to live there, and the movie contains interviews with Jacob Dylan, Brian Wilson, Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Jackson Browne, John Sebastian. It's a folkie's favorite. Speaking of folk, by the way, the folksessions.org and our buddy Tom Agostino, he will be here next Wednesday to talk about a special show he is doing. But if you're a real fan of mid-60s folk, pop, and some rock, like the Buffalo Springfield, stuff like that, do not miss Echo in the Canyon. That opens either tomorrow night or Friday evening at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Well, let's get it going with our first of 3 terrific author interviews today. You're going to hear about the amazing journey of Apollo 11, first to the moon. That is coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Worry-free luxury? 0% for 72 months. That's Buick. That's Finley Buick in Prescott with thousands in summer savings. Take 28% off MSRP on a new 2019 Buick Envision Preferred. With a Finley Buick discount of $99.35, your price is a low $24,971. Take 27% off MSRP on a new 2019 Buick Encore Preferred. With a Finley Buick discount of $7,000, you can take the keys for only $18,785. Take 18% off MSRP on a new 2019 Buick Enclave Essence. Discount of $88.55, and it's in your driveway for a low $39.990.
We guarantee to better any other Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year.
Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGNC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Stock numbers B41727, B43341, B42701.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. This year, as you know, marks the 50th anniversary of the groundbreaking Apollo 11 mission. In 1969, Apollo 11 was the space flight that landed the first two people on the moon. And there is a new book out called First on the Moon, the Apollo 11 50th Anniversary Experience by Rod Pyle, with a foreword by Buzz Aldrin. Rod Pyle has written extensively on the U.S. space program. He works as a writer for the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's a frequent speaker at science and technology conferences. Rod has researched the Apollo landing extensively. He's created an experimental learning program based on the leadership and management of the Apollo project for the Johnson Space Center. He has written and produced numerous science documentaries. He's also the senior editor for Astra, a publication of the National Space Society. Now, Rod returns with a beautiful and insightful book commemorating Apollo 11, First on the Moon, the 50th Anniversary Experience of Apollo 11, offers an exciting behind-the-scenes look at America's journey to the moon, from the space race to the landing on the Sea of Tranquility to splashdown on Earth and the aftermath. Rod Pyle spent years combing NASA archives and private collections for documents and memorabilia from the mission. This book includes everything from accessible explanations of the enormous challenges facing NASA to reproductions of original 1969 documents, with first-hand accounts, with a foreword by Buzz Aldrin, and exclusive interviews with the adult children of the Apollo 11 astronauts. This book also includes a quick overview of the Apollo 11 mission, why it was special, what the Apollo flights leading up to it did to pave the way. As one astronaut put it, it was as if JFK reached into the 21st century, grabbed hold of a decade in time, and called it Apollo. It really should not have worked, because the equipment was barely up to the task, and they were operating right on the cutting edge of what could be done with 1960s tech. Rod talks about what it took to galvanize the U.S. to achieve this massive goal in terms of manpower, money, and drive, and he speaks of President Kennedy's moon goal. It was geopolitical in nature, not science or exploration driven. He was desperate to find anything we could do to beat the Soviet Union in space, as they were making us look inferior. He also
also talks about the absolute commitment of the 400,000 scientists, engineers, technicians, and managers involved in the moon landing effort to make the end of the decade goal, and how that made all the difference. That will not occur again in our lifetimes. Contrary to the space race myth, public support was about the same then as it is now, about 50-50. The crew worked well together, but they were amiable strangers, according to Mike Collins, the man who orbited the moon while Armstrong and Aldrin explored the surface. They were not a natural fit, but they operated like a well-tuned machine. And there were a number of near showstoppers during the mission, including a bulky computer that nearly shut down during their descent that could have scrubbed the whole mission. There were two more stressful moments. Shortly after landing, there was a problem with the lunar module's rocket engine that could have caused an explosion, but it fixed itself. Also, one of the astronauts accidentally broke the ascent engine switch that would get them home, but Buzz Aldrin fixed it with a felt-tip pen. The first lunar exploration by Armstrong and Aldrin was a hurried affair, only 2.5 hours on the lunar surface. Later missions would have more time, but Armstrong described it as, quote, the problem of a kid in a candy store with so much potential and not enough time. Pyle maintains, we were in an all-out race with the Soviet Union. They were working hard on a landing program of their own. They had their own huge moon rocket, but they could have won. Overall, they were closer to a first landing than anyone in the U.S. knew. Only now are we approaching the point where we'll soon have a rocket that will match the power of the Saturn V moon rocket, allowing America to consider a return to the moon. Pyle also maintains China has the moon squarely in their crosshairs. They're going all out to explore and prepare for a manned landing, and some feel that a new space race is in the making. Also, U.S. private industry, the so-called Billionaires Club of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, are leading the way toward a powerful return to human spaceflight, and Pyle writes there are a lot of good reasons for the U.S. to return to the moon. He says it's rife with resources that will enable exploration there and beyond to Mars. Rob, tell us about some of the extensive research that you went through to put this amazing book together.
Well, thanks for the kind comments. It was a real pleasure to do. I wanted in this book to kind of step aside from, I'd done a number of Apollo books in the past, and it's always tempting to look at, or sometimes publishers insist, you know, look at the mission from a chronological perspective. But in this case, I thought, you know, I've written this story 3 or 4 times now, certainly more if you count documentaries and magazine articles. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take a deeper dive in specific areas. Let's look at the building of the lunar module. How do you design the world's first true spaceship? Let's look at the challenges of building the Saturn V, the most powerful rocket to date. And let's look at who these people are, these three astronauts. We'll talk about them both through their own perspectives and from those of their families, their children, in this case, the two sons of Armstrong and Aldrin. So, of course, lots of interviews, lots of collected material that I'd gotten over the years, but also time spent in the archives crawling around, sometimes on your hands and knees trying to find lost stuff that had been misplaced for years. I was in the archives of the Johnson State Center, and I had climbed up into this upper shelf because I could see there was a corner of something up there, not in one of the boxes, and I found this green ledger book, and I opened it up with trembling hands, and it was Gene Kranz's ledger, his record book from Apollo 13, where he's writing, we lost the oxygen tank here, and watching the crew signals here, and so forth. And I took it to the archivist and said, have you guys been looking for this? She said, oh my God, that's been missing for 6 years. Thank you so much.
Oh.
So, you know, it's just incredible to be able to spend time with these people and these materials. I'm fortunate enough to have been doing this for about 15 years just on the book end, longer if you could include the documentaries. So I've had a chance to create this big archive of stuff of my own, and it's always kind of a guilty pleasure to go through it and work on it for these books.
Rod, I remember reading a quote by one of the Apollo astronauts who looked around the capsule as the rocket was about to launch and said, so this was built by the lowest competitive bidder, and your book asserts the equipment in this amazing mission was barely up to the task.
Yeah, and it was built by the lowest bidder, but they still knew that they needed to meet the mark because this was a united effort on the part of industry and government in the United States. A lot of money was being spent at the height up to almost 5% of the national budget, or about a tenth of what NASA gets now.
Mm-hmm.
So, as has been said, failure was not an option. And these contractors really rose to the occasion. When you talk, I interview a lot of people over the years that have worked in these programs as technicians, machinists, a couple of people that worked at the cafeteria, and they remember this like it was yesterday. It's like interviewing combat veterans. These are very vivid memories of this intensive time where everybody engaged, gave their all. A lot of people weren't charging for overtime. They just stayed and did it because they believed in this mission so much. And it's been a while, I think, since we've been galvanized that way as a country. But I think we're on the cusp of seeing that again with this new space age we're entering. When you go to a company like SpaceX or Blue Origin, talk to people there, go to the NASA field centers and talk to people at the field centers, and I've done both these things, you get this sense of real passion and drive and this hunger to be involved with something magnificent like that again. And I think that's what's going to drive us into this new space age, along with the idea that companies will actually be able to make money doing it.
And you also talk about the relationship between the three astronauts. They were not exactly close, but they did work together well, didn't they?
They did, and as Michael Collins put it in a couple of the books he's written, he's a very gifted writer, it's well worth reading. He says, you know, we were amiable strangers. We got along well enough and worked together very well, but in terms of after work, they would not have naturally come together as friends, and that was different than some of the other crews. Some of the other crews were very cohesive. But these are three very divergent personalities. You've got Armstrong, who's this kind of quiet, studious, endlessly curious, unassuming guy, very capable. You've got Buzz Aldrin, who's this brilliant man who got his PhD from MIT in orbital dynamics, which is a very new field at the time. Very intense, a little bit of an outlier, didn't mesh with the test pilot cadre of astronauts as well as some of the others did. Then you've got Mike Collins, this very gentle soul, kind of a raconteur, the guy that would have you over instead of beer and hot dogs, you'd have steak and fine wine. You know, and that's kind of how he retired into his post-Apollo life, was really being a bit of a sensualist, if you will. Neil Armstrong, of course, went off to teach aerodynamic engineering at the University in Ohio. And Buzz Aldrin, after a few bumps along the way trying to adjust to being back on Earth, became a bit of a media darling. And to his credit, he's the one astronaut from that era that never stopped pushing the agenda in the public eye. To anybody who will listen, TV, radio, personal interview, books, articles, he is always pushing the agenda of, we got to move faster, we got to get back out there, we've got to push this ahead.
The name of the book is First on the Moon, the Apollo 11 50th Anniversary Experience by Rod Pyle, with a foreword by Buzz Aldrin. This magnificent book would grace any coffee table or home library. So, Rod, how can our listeners learn more about your writing and get a copy of First on the Moon?
So the book is available through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and all other online outlets, and of course physical bookstores if you still have one nearby.
Oh, we do.
Which are a wonderful place to go visit.
Yep.
And I have a website at PyleBooks.com. That's PyleBooks.com, where I have more information on all these works. And thank you for mentioning that.
You bet. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Lamb Nissan would love to be part of your summer road trip. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. July is the perfect time to get a great deal on a new Nissan.
Right now, save nearly 30% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America. The 2019 Nissan Rogue S front-wheel drive for only $19,170. Drive a 2019 Altima 2.5 SV for only $21,466. That's over $7,600 off MSRP. Why buy used when you can buy new for less? Come check out the 2019 Kicks SV, which is packed with charisma and big on practicality for only $17,373.
Go to LambNissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KP542561, number KC104556, number KL531675. Prices include all manufacturers' rebates plus tax, title, and license. Stock fee and $385 free end package. Altima must finance with NMA COAC. Rogue must qualify for Nissan loyalty rebate. Offers expire July 31st, 2019.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Cyber Monday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusiness.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, here at the home of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, it's still a little-known chapter in history, the era of the women Air Force service pilots whose courage during World War II turned ordinary women into extraordinary heroes. And now, a new book brings to light the lives and stories of these women. It's titled The Flight Girls by author Noelle Salazar. It's inspired by their stunning story. It reimagines the heroines at its center. Noelle, welcome to Q&A. Let me ask you, what inspired you to write The Flight Girls?
Thank you for having me. Great question. I have always loved World War II history. I love the small stories that come out. And when I found this stack of books that my aunt had as she was studying to be a docent at the Museum of Flight in Seattle, I was intrigued. I hadn't heard of these women, and to see them perched on the wings of warplanes and, you know, looking at maps and in these big old baggy flight suits, I was amazed and enthralled, and I couldn't wait to imagine a version of a story to share.
Now, tell us about the connection between your characters, Audrey Coltrane and Lieutenant James Hart.
So she's not the kind of girl that is looking to do what so many women did in that time, which is settle down and have kids. Her goal in life is to fly, and that's the end-all, be-all of her in the beginning. And then she meets this man who has sort of a similar outlook on life. He's not looking to settle down. And they end up kind of complementing each other very well, supporting each other's dreams and not trying to hinder the other. And so what I love most about Audrey is that she sort of sticks to her guns. Like, she's not willing to give up what she wants in life, but she does evolve. And I think the war sort of assists in that, because I think in times of war you question your mortality and you're more aware of it, and you sort of cling to love and the things that ground you. And so they are pilots, but I think they ground each other.
And I believe also they deepen their connection on December 7th, 1941, correct?
Certainly do, yes.
Now, let me ask you, when and how did you learn about the Women Air Force Service Pilots Program?
Well, it was 8 years ago when I found those books at my aunt's house. I had previously heard something about them, I want to say in junior high, because for years I knew there was this group of women called the WASP. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it stood for. I knew they were pilots, and I knew they had something to do with World War II. So anytime I heard the word WASP, yeah. I would think of these women, but I really didn't know anything about them until I found these books, and then I was like, this is who they were. This is what they did. And I just was amazed at the service that they gave their country with, you know, no recognition.
Now, this is a novel, correct, but it's based on a real Air Corps, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, and I ask this of every writer I interview. In the course of writing your book, was there a point where the characters and the plots started unfolding so quickly that they were writing themselves and you had to keep up with them?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting experience for me because, they say writers are either plotters or pantsers, and I am certainly a pantser. I do not enjoy outlining, but I also don't start something unless I know how it ends. I want to know where I'm going. But with historical fiction, for this book in particular, I was following a timeline of the war, and so I was trying to sort of leave myself signposts to let my characters weave around. Mm-hmm. So there was like markers for them to get to, but I didn't know how they were going to get there. I definitely just kind of sat back and let them, you know, take the stick, I guess, and fly me through this story. And that's how James ended up even being there. He wasn't originally there. These characters just sort of made themselves known to me, and then I had to figure out who they were and what purpose they served. And it was definitely a combination. And it was exciting, and it definitely took me for a ride.
Now, there's an intriguing character, the Lightkeeper. Tell us about that.
So that's a novel I've been working on off and on for a while. And it's definitely a turn from historical fiction and more of a sweet kind of young adult story about a young girl who's not from here, though she takes human form. And she has always considered herself death. In the end, she realizes she's actually life. And I'll just sort of leave it at that. It's a very real story, but with the sort of kind of fantasy element that is sweet, mm-hmm. and lovely, and it's a love story. And I find that my favorite thing to write is women on a journey. So she's definitely on one.
Now, in the course of researching the flight girls, were you able at any time to meet or interview any living WASP women?
So during the first 6 years of research and writing, I did not. But right before I went into my first round of edits, I got to speak on the phone to Jane Doyle. And I think she was 97 years old. And I got to ask her some questions that I couldn't find the information online. Everything I found online and in books was kind of the same over and over again. And what I really wanted to know was kind of the mundane details, when you woke up in the morning, what did you do? What was your day like? What were the girls doing? You know, what is that feeling? What did it smell like and look like? And, you know, just those really small details that help you feel like you're there. And she was great. She was feisty and full of stories and so happy to talk. And then this past May, the National Wasp Museum, they do an annual homecoming reunion for those that are still around and can make the journey. And so I got to actually meet two in person. And again, just feisty and full of stories. And the one, Dorothy Lucas, she grabbed my hand and we got this really great picture. And she told me she was just so happy to be there for another year. And I mean, I just lost it. They're amazing.
I'm sure our listeners would love to learn more about you and get a copy of The Flight Girls, because in addition to what you've written, you are also a Navy recruit, a medical assistant, and an NFL cheerleader. Talk about eclectic. So how can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of The Flight Girls?
Well, they can find the book pretty much anywhere they sell books. They can go to my website as well. There's links there. That's noellesalazar.com. You can mostly find me on Instagram, which is author_Noelle_Salazar. And I'm doing a giveaway right now, so it's a really good time to follow and possibly win a book.
And that is Noelle Salazar, The Flight Girls. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A and continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, putting the fix on auto repair fraud.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. If your car repair estimate seems oddly low and then the bill too high, you're probably being taken for a ride. If you suspect auto repair fraud, please call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 17th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk.
The Phoenix New Times has obtained audio from a June Republican forum in Kingman in which state GOP chair Kelly Ward criticized Senator Martha McSally for her opposition to President Trump regarding tariffs on Mexico.
My wish is that if somebody disagrees with the president from our side, that Martha or any of our four Republican congressmen, I wish that they would just be quiet. Take it up with the president and his people in private. And don't tweet about, I had a conversation with the president and he understands what I said.
Ward said sometimes people are afraid and they're worried about how an issue will play politically. No serious injuries are being reported following a two-vehicle accident.
In the Gateway Boulevard area, two cars with moderate damage and a total of four occupants. A 50-year-old woman had to be extricated. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny and breezy today and through your KQ&A weather weekend, blowing in rain next week with daily highs near 91 today through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 63. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, breezy today, daily highs around 104 today through Saturday with an overnight low of mostly clear 68. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of July, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
No conditions.
Everyone qualifies.
Stop in and register to win an amazing $4,000 dream vacation. No purchase necessary.
A four-night Ireland getaway for two, including resort and airfare.
Or a five-night Disney Caribbean cruise for four, including airfare to the port.
Or a six-night Atlantis Bahamas getaway for two, including airfare.
Browse our full inventory at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys,
we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
And get you registered to win an amazing dream vacation.
Is this incredible or what?
Drawing to be held July 31st.
Thank you for making Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier's back-to-back top dealership 2 years in a row.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Yeah. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. Diamondbacks visit the Texas Rangers Wednesday at 5 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game. You're simply the best.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. The college admissions scandal is clear evidence that parents are placing too much emphasis on early success on their kids and are mounting preoccupation with precociousness has created a distorted, if not downright dangerous, narrative. If we or our children aren't prodigies, we have failed. Well, a new book is out called Late Bloomers, The Power of Patience in a World Obsessed with Early Achievement by Rich Carlgaard. He is the publisher of Forbes magazine. Rich, congratulations on this new book and on what I see in the May 17th issue of my favorite news magazine, The Week, right there on page 23, a half-page review of your book.
Well, thank you, DJ. It's a pleasure to be on the show, and I feel very fortunate that other people's misfortune, that is, the people caught up in the college bribery scandal, created an opportunity for me to have a discussion about this book that I came out with in mid-April.
Now, you describe yourself as a late bloomer, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, at age 25, despite having gone to a good college and graduated, although barely, while my roommates were, one was finishing up a stellar career in law school, one was working on what we later came to know as the space shuttle program, but he couldn't talk about it at the time. Another was becoming a clinical psychologist. I was capable of holding a job no greater than dishwasher, security guard, and temp typist. And one night on the security guard job, when I was making my rounds in the graveyard shift at a trucking yard, I heard a dog barking, and I swung my flashlight around, and there was my counterpart through the fence, and it was a Rottweiler, and I realized that my professional colleague at age 25 was a dog.
Well, now, you will write in your book that in order to embrace late blooming and rebel against cultural expectations, one bit of advice you offer might be to quit. How is that?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be the guy that spoke up for quitting. We have a culture that preaches winners never quit, quitters never win, and yet when you look around you and you see great entrepreneurs, you know, they quit all the time. Richard Branson quit Virgin Cola, he quit Virgin Brides. That is not to say that you should be somebody who quits at the first sign of adversity. No, not at all. Resilience and perseverance are hugely important. But I think we need to teach people that there's a time and a strategic purpose for using quitting when it's appropriate. You know, people have the best chance of blooming in a sustainable way and multiple times through their lives, not when they feel like they're being pushed by others, but when they feel like they're being pulled toward their destiny. They're being pulled in the direction of their God-given gifts, their passions, and their sense of purpose. And when that happens, you know, that what happens, we can really bloom. Well, sometimes we have to quit the path we're on to find the path that where we have the best chance of utilizing our talents and our passions and our purpose.
And in order to bloom elsewhere, you suggest sometimes it's necessary to, quote, repot yourself in an organization with a different culture, perhaps?
Yeah, it turns out there's been a lot of studies about this, but you're likely to advance in a company not based on your first job, but the kind of organization that really understands who you are and you understand who they are, and you're on the same page and you share their mission, and then you've got an alignment that allows you to really run and to really grow. And when you think about that, that takes away a lot of the pressure to have to get that perfect first job, where at some investment bank or some high tech firm or something like that, where it may not be the cultural right fit for you, or you may discover that you really don't share this company's mission or purpose at all. So, you know, I've always said it's better to be a gopher for a mentor who can really teach you than to come in at a degree level into a job where you don't really know what you're doing, and you don't even particularly understand what the company's all about.
Do you find that people, young people, are being pressured so much that they crack or they wilt under the high expectations at a very early age?
Some do, and more do. And that's what really prompted me to get off my butt and write this book. I mean, I've always wondered if it would ever be useful to share my own kind of embarrassing guard dog story of late blooming. But what really gave it urgency was reading about some of the high schools close to where I live in Silicon Valley that were seeing higher rates of anxiety, depression, and even suicides. And large numbers of kids who were openly talking about suicides and had to be treated for what psychologists call suicide ideation. And I thought, here are these kids growing up in an affluent environment. They're surrounded by these high-tech superstar companies like Apple and Google and the rest. And they're feeling such pressure that if they're not the A-plus student, they're merely the B-plus student, that they're somehow second rate. Now, I know that this is a first-world problem, but when people are suffering anxiety and depression and parents are losing kids to suicide, it may be a first world problem, but it's a problem with dire consequences. And it seemed to be that these bad outcomes from good intentions were happening with ever greater frequency, and that's when I decided that I have to look into this at a deeper level and see what's going on.
Don't you find it ironic that today's richest companies select for young talent based on grades, test scores, and elite colleges, when in fact what they say they want in the in their employees is something completely different?
Yes. Yeah, Fortune magazine did a cover story in 2017 where they asked CEOs of Intuit and Genentech what they value most in their employees, and they said things like curiosity and resilience, perseverance, leadership skills, communication skills, even empathy and compassion. You know, you think about if you're a salesperson, you're going to do well if you have genuine empathy and compassion for the person you're selling to because you get to know their needs better. But they all screen for elite schools and top grades. I think what happens is the founders of these companies tended to be the early superstars. What Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, and Google all have in common is at least one of their founders scored a perfect 800 on their math SAT, and they went to elite schools. And so they have this, with the exception of Apple, and they have this idea that therefore they need to hire people like themselves, the best of the best, the brightest of the brightest, and so they do. And that kind of, that attitude gets locked in well past the time where it served its initial purpose of, you know, hiring those first 12 people who are all superstars. And you simply, there aren't enough superstars to go around. You always run the superstar prima donna problem. I mean, scaling a company to thousands of employees with superstars simply won't work, no more than it will work trying to build a sports franchise entirely with first-round draft picks. You can't afford it, and then you're going to, even if you could, you'd have a roster full of prima donnas.
Mm-hmm. The name of the book is Late Bloomers, The Power of Patience in a World Obsessed with Early Achievement by Rich Karlgaard, the publisher of Forbes magazine. How can our listeners learn more about your work and get a copy of Late Bloomers?
Well, you can get a copy in the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your independent bookstores. You can read a little bit more about it. You get probably the most honest reviews at a place called Goodreads.com. So go to Goodreads and then search for Rich Karlgaard and Late Bloomers. Or you can go to my website, richkarlgaard.com, and learn more. And I hope in all of those I persuade you to buy a copy of the book.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your great publishing career.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
the 32nd Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, featuring 40 cowboy poets, musicians, and storytellers. Rides into Prescott on August 8th, 9th, and 10th, featuring Trinity Seeley on Thursday night, Chris Isaacs on Friday night, and Saturday it's the Cowboy Way, with selected poets and musicians on the stage at the Yavapai Pike College Performing Arts Center each night at 7. Come hear stories about the colorful culture and strong heritage that make up the meaning of the true American cowboy. For tickets and a schedule of free events, go online to ArizonaCowboyPoets.org.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Want to let you know about entertainment going on in downtown Prescott this weekend. On Thursday evening, that of course is tomorrow, it'll be the Central Arizona Concert Band performing from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Courthouse Plaza. On Friday of this week, the 19th, it'll be Scandalous Hands. So also got some, you read news and history, because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Well, got a couple examples here from my favorite news magazine, The Week. There was a man in Las Vegas who was pulled over by a police officer. He was using the HOV lane. He was driving a hearse. And he told the cop who pulled him over he thought the deceased could be counted as two people. No, he didn't get away with it. Also, and this one had me laughing out loud, you've probably heard about the Straight Pride Parade scheduled in Boston. Well, somebody trying to just cause some trouble mailed an envelope containing a suspicious substance to organizers of the Straight Pride rally. The FBI checked it out. The suspicious substance was glitter. Also, a Walmart in Texas, a woman was banned from the Walmart because she took a fresh-baked cake off the shelves, ate half of it while strolling the aisles, then demanded the cashier sell her the remaining portion for only half price. Why? Because half the cake was missing. You know, there are times I believe that Darwin knew exactly what he was talking about. Don't forget about the Big Lebowski tonight at 7 o'clock on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen at the Prescott Elks Theater. Want you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed by Talk of the Town Prescott at 4 o'clock, Diamondbacks baseball from Arlington, Texas at 5 p.m. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guest Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. Also tomorrow, Kathy Dressbach and Ben Tyler from the new Stage 2 production for the PCA at Wits End, Irma Bombeck. That'll be a good one. That's 2 o'clock tomorrow for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.